proud and arrogant. Have you ever been accused of either? We use the two words interchangeably, but they're quite different. A positive dictionary definition of pride is a feeling that you respect yourself and deserve respect. But then there's also a feeling that you are more important or better than other people because of your accomplishments. If we allow accomplishments to define who we are, we set ourselves up for misery. Suffering is generated when we cling too tightly to things and people that will eventually pass along. So maybe a better word is dignity. The dignity in the truth that we are chosen and matter greatly to God, the planet maker. That is both humbling and dignifying. So the theme of this meditation from 1 Peter chapter 2 is dignity, divine dignity. Affirming our dignity in Christ and allowing others their dignity. When we do that, we become more available to honor God and connect with others as equals. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and a space to be humble. A place to bow in the presence of God. And a time to set aside personal gain, but submit to the triumphs of God, Spirit, and Son. Start by listening and responding to this prayer from Holy Scripture. And respond, Heavenly Father, in you I have my dignity. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. Heavenly Father, in you I have my dignity. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Heavenly Father, in you I have my dignity. But whoever is united with the Lord is one with him in spirit. Heavenly Father, in you I have my dignity. So accept one another, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. And Heavenly Father, in you I have my dignity. As you continue, begin to soften your eyes into a relaxed gaze and spend a few more moments now in secret prayer with God as the Holy Spirit prepares your heart to be reminded of your identity in Christ. This time and place is set apart as holy in a moment for you to concede pride in your accomplishments to your dignity in Christ. But the world tells you to be proud. In fact, social media gives you a global platform to highlight your pride. So consider your pride for a moment, how it drowns out your dignity quite often. What accomplishments are you most proud of, and what is your motivation in sharing them? Take a moment and reflect on those thoughts. What is the theme and focus, you or the heavenly? Pride in what you've done, or the dignity you have in the divine, regardless of your accomplishments? For now, don't fight the tension in your thoughts. Simply note your social motivations in sharing what you've done, what you have, and who you know. Don't try to balance between pride and dignity. Don't control or adjust. Just simply note the asymmetry of your social motivations for a moment. As your accomplishments float by in front of you, do you feel the imbalance and divine tension over what and how to share them? Well, allow the Spirit to bring it into balance, for God to bring you humility. Take time to notice your breathing, deep belly breathing. You may think you have some control over the pace and the depth of your breathing, but ultimately, it's God's. So note your breathing. Be humbled by it. Surrender to it now. Your mind may wander as you seek humility and balance, and that's understandable in our broken world. But learning to recognize prideful motivation and humble divine dignity is a spiritual exercise that it's important to learn. So let the awareness of your pride return you to humility for a moment. Perhaps whisper the word dignity to center you as your mind wanders. As you feel drawn towards arrogance, feel centered back on God as you whisper, "Heavenly Father, in you and you alone, I have my dignity." Now in deep humility, listen carefully to the first of three divine readings. Don't analyze. Just listen softly with a humbled mind what God might be calling out to you in this moment. Listen for His voice from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 16, from the New Living Translation. "For you are free, yet you are God's slaves, so don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil." Did you hear? Where did your attention go? We'll begin to silently meditate on that for just a few moments. After those few short moments, which wise words of God still resonate in your mind? Once again, "For you are free, yet you are God's slaves, so don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil." Rest here longer now in humility and the dignity that is yours, not in your accomplishments, but in Christ's. In this second expanded divine reading, notice how you respond with your senses. What sensations and feelings do you experience while listening to this wider reading from the Contemporary Standard Bible? "For it is God's will that you silence the ignorance of foolish people by doing good. Submit as free people, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but as God's slaves. And honor everyone. Love the brothers and sisters, fear God, and honor the emperor." What emotions did you feel? Where did you feel them? Let your mind drift for several moments through the imagery of the freedom that you have in Christ, and how what you do points to God, not yourself. In this third reading, simply let the words resonate within you with no expectation of a response. Simply experience them in this time of deep connection beyond thoughts, from the Contemporary English Version. The Lord wants you to obey all human authorities, especially the emperor who rules over everyone. You must also obey governors because they are sent by the emperor to punish criminals and to praise good citizens. God wants you to silence stupid and ignorant people by doing right. You are free, but still you are God's servants, and you must not use your freedom as an excuse to do wrong. Respect everyone and show special love for God's people. Honor God and respect the emperor. I love how that passage ends. Glorify God by honoring all people, and do that by loving others, fearing God, and honoring the King. In this moment of imaginative contemplation, I want you to rest in each of those imperatives. First, see others. See those in your life that are hardest to love. Who are they? Whisper their names if you can. And consider, how can you love them with no expectation of being loved in return? How can you humbly show them dignity with no reciprocity? Now consider, how can you fear and worship God? Finding your dignity in the divine. What does that look like as your focus shifts towards God? Finally, how can you honor those that lead you? Do you fight against them? Argue against their leadership? Well, imagine how you can honor God by humbly honoring those in leadership. Pause here in your imagination, contemplating how you can glorify God by humbly honoring others. Take your time. God is in no rush, nor should you be. Rest here in humility for as long as you can, whether at the start or the end of your day, whispering, Heavenly Father, in you I have dignity. Let the word dignity be the sacred word that keeps you from self-centered pride and instead centers you on Christ today. Let me pray a blessing over you now, that you silence the ignorance of foolish people by doing good to the glory of God. Live your life with dignity and freedom, but don't use your freedom to do evil. Honor everyone. Love your brothers and sisters, fear God, and honor the Emperor. Now may you be filled with the love of God, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you now and always. Amen. Affirming our dignity in Christ and allowing others their divine dignity, we become more available to honor God and connect with others as equals. Pride is a burden we do not need. So let the awareness of pride remind you to live today with divine dignity. It moves you more freely through life. Also, start to be alert for opportunities that God might use you to show dignity and worth to another. A friend or a marginalized stranger, they may feel small and insignificant through the lens of a broken world. But how can you remind them that they are found pure, perfect, righteous, holy, forgiven, and assured of eternity with God? And yes, dignified by the work of Christ on the cross. Who can you remind of that today? Take all the time that you need, but when you're ready, whether at the first light or nightfall, find dignity not in your accomplishments, but in the cross, for it's then and there you will glorify and encounter the eternal God.